Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Got another one of those stories sent to me by everybody on the face of the planet. Bay Area woman stunned after Hawaii home built on wrong lot. Yep. Woman owns a piece of vacant property in Hawaii, except it's not vacant anymore. Somebody went and built a house on it. And it turns out it looks like the builder made a mistake building on the wrong lot. She said, I wanted to cry. SF Gate ran the story from Andrew Chimmings. In 2018, the woman bought an acre of empty land on Hawaii's Big Island. She had plans to one day build a healing retreat for women there. And then someone accidentally built a house on it. The bizarre story, which involves a construction crew building a three-bedroom family home on the wrong plot of land, has resulted in high emotions, recriminations, and now even a lawsuit as they are suing her. Everything is wrong with this story. Everything. It's terrible. I felt like I wanted to cry, she said. There's this house on my land, and it's not mine. A lawyer for the developer, however, argues the development company is the only party to have sustained monetary losses in the ordeal. Except if she doesn't want that house on her land, doesn't she have the right to knock it down and say, I don't want this anymore? Just because you built it doesn't mean she has to take it. So the woman's a relationship coach from Concord, California. She was persuaded to buy the land by her daughter, who lives in Hawaii. As a big believer in spiritual things, she said the spot was a perfect match for her plans. I believe in the sacredness and sanctity of the land, she said. The coordinates aligned with my zodiac sign, and you could hear the ocean. The pandemic stalled her plans to build a retreat on the plot she had bought. She'd bought it for $22,000. During the period, she says she received letters in the mail from a developer offering to buy the land, which she ignored. Then one day last June, just as she was about to meditate, she said she got an unusual call from a real estate agent in Hawaii who said, we sold a house that happens to be on your land. You need to resolve this. So she was stunned and confused and said she told the man to remove the house from her property, which, by the way, I believe is her legal right. If you put something on my property, you can't then force me to buy it from you. So she soon found out that a building company was hired by a developer to build homes on the tract. The crew was supposed to build the home on the parcel next door, parcel 115, but her parcel is 114. And what's more, the newly constructed house has been sold to somebody else. It's unclear exactly how the builders bulldozed and built on the wrong lot. She said she believes it may have been due to them miscounting the number of telephone poles on the street, because apparently that'd be one way you might be able to figure this out. But she also says she doesn't think they used a surveyor. A lawyer for the construction company told a news agency that the developer didn't want to hire surveyors. So whose fault is this now? So a lawyer for the development company claims that's not true. Best efforts were made to ensure the home was built on the correct property. The home was not maliciously built on parcel 114. Well, your best efforts weren't good enough. And the fact that it was not maliciously built doesn't matter. It was negligently built. That's still not good. I mean, I'd rather be negligent than malicious. But from the home, the parcel's owner's perspective, so the mistake was only realized toward the end of the sale of the property in the summer of last year when the title company was trying to close escrow. The discovery nullified the sale by the developer, which never owned the land in the first place. An MLS listing for the home that was priced at $499 has since been taken down. And then, of course, squatters moved into the property. Who has the right to kick them out? Well, actually, she does, because it's her property. But she says there was poop in the toilet, not just inside, but on it. She alleges the back door wasn't even locked. The house was screaming, Robin vandalized me. So she said her property taxes have doubled because of the increased value of the land. She's had to hire an attorney and was expecting to receive an offer from the developer when the conflict escalated, because in a final twist, the developer is now suing her. And this is insanity at its finest. In a civil case filed this year, the developer alleges that the woman was unjustly enriched by the construction of a home on her land and should pay them back. And that is so absurd. That is so absurd. because she says that the development company offered her another plot of land on the street in exchange for hers, but she turned it down. And so the offer was rejected, but they claimed that her demands weren't reasonable. Well, you know something, you might not think so, but she's the one who's been wronged here. So she does have some leverage. So her attorney says it's an extremely frivolous, baseless lawsuit. We are seeking damages. It's just pure bullying. She, the woman, says, it feels like a big injustice. They made a mistake and they're suing me for their mistake. The developer's lawyer, however, said that the woman appears to be taking advantage of the mistake. This is not bullying. The development partnership is the only entity suffered hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of losses. She's trying to exploit the situation to get money from my client and other parties. Yes, because that's how damages are calculated in America. In America, if somebody harms you, generally speaking, the damages are calculated in cash, okay? So the property has increased in value without having her pay a penny for it, that attorney said. Well, you know, that's one interpretation. And that's not the only interpretation. But by the way, the development company is suing almost everybody also, including the construction crew, the architect, the county, and even the previous owner of the land, alleging that after paying the construction company about $300,000 to build the home, the owner of the company materially breached the contract by constructing a house on the wrong lot. So the woman at the center of this isn't sure whether a dream of building a women's healing retreat on the lot will ever materialize. This house is just there like a cloud following me, and it keeps raining on me. And so here's the thing. She owns the lot. Somebody built a house on it. They go, oh, the lot's now worth more money. Not necessarily. Because like I said, she's got the right to say, no, I want that house bulldozed and removed. The cost of removing that house could be quite extensive. And before you say, Steve, that'd be wasteful. Number one, it's her lot. She can do what she wants with it. But number two, people knock down homes all the time to build other things. So that's not that crazy. But the unjust enrichment claim that's been filed against her is absurd. And I have not mentioned yet in this video unjust enrichment's elements. Because to get unjust enrichment from somebody, you have to prove that you provided something of value to the person you're suing. And that the person you're suing acknowledged, accepted, and benefited from what you provided. And finally, it would be inequitable for the defendant to enjoy the benefit you provided without compensating you. Well, first of all, you providing something of value? You put a house on a property she didn't want a house on. At least not that kind of a house. And the house appears to be an eyesore. People are breaking into it, squatting in it, not flushing the toilet. Okay, the house is a nuisance. So you lose right there. You provided something of value to the defendant. It's got to have value to her. Not to you, to her. Number two, the defendant acknowledged, accepted, and benefited from it. She hasn't benefited from it. In fact, right now it's costing her money. It jacked up her tax rates. That's crazy. And then three, it would be inequitable. It'd be unfair for the defendant to enjoy the benefit you provided without compensation. If she's not going to live in that home and go, boy, I like this place, she's not benefiting from it. This is one, and I've said before, I would not want to be a judge. Being a judge would be no fun. I don't want to be a judge. I don't want to be a judge. However, this is one I'd love to be a judge on. I would come to court early. If I said be at court at 9 o'clock, I'd be on the bench at 8:45, tapping my fingers, waiting for the parties to come in. And as soon as the plaintiff's side started talking, I'd say, hang on. Let me get this straight. You built a house on the wrong property. Didn't bother surveying where you put that house. That cannot possibly be her fault. Sit down. You, stand up. How much have you been harmed? Blackboard it for me. This is one of the craziest cases I've ever heard. Now, the interesting thing is that it combines several of our favorite topics. The home built on the wrong property, we've had a couple of those. The squatters, we've had a few of those. And frivolous lawsuits. We've had a few of those. The only thing we're missing here is civil asset forfeiture or a homeowners association. But beyond that, I feel so sorry for this woman because this ain't her fault in any way, shape, or form. And she should not have to pay a penny. And you might say, but Steve, she could win. Yeah, she could win. after paying her attorneys all that money to defend her. So she's wasting all of her money on attorney fees right now, which is sad. So I certainly hope that Hawaii's got some rules on the books about forcing people who file frivolous lawsuits to pay the attorney fees and court costs of the side that they're suing if it's shown that it was frivolous. So I believe this is one of the most frivolous lawsuits I've seen, not just in the 10 years I've been doing this program, but I'm talking about in the 33 years I've been practicing law. This is one of the most frivolous lawsuits I've ever seen. So we'll see what happens from sfgate.com. Everyone sent it. Thank you very much. Andrew Chamings wrote that. I wanted to cry. Bay Area woman stunned after Hawaii home built on the wrong lot. Questions or comments, put them below. Let's talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. If you could understand Morse code, a tap dancer would drive you crazy.